Sa ating pagpapatuloy dito sa ating programa, isang estudyante naman dito sa New South Wales ang magbabahagi ng kung bakit nga ba mahalaga pa rin para sa kanya at sa tingin niya para sa kapwa mga Filipino student na ipagpatuloy pa rin ang pagsasalita ng wikang Filipino. Kahit na nandito na sa Australia. Narito at pakinggan natin sa ating tampok na panayam at ulat dito sa SBS Filipino.
My name is Senna. I'm studying Bachelor of Architecture and Environments. I'm a second year student at the University of Sydney.
Yan ang tinig ni Senna Murillo, isang second year student sa University of Sydney, kumukuha ng kursong Bachelor of Architecture and Environments. Isa si Senna sa mga opisyal ng Filipino Student Society sa University of Sydney. Anya, mahalaga pa sa mga kapwa niya estudyante na makisalamuha sa iba pang mga estudyante, lalo na para doon sa mga may katulad na pinagmulan.
Yeah, I think it's important because it's like when everyone wants to meet new people, so it's a great way to like connect with like peers that are like have the same mindset as you, because everyone at Welcome Week comes to meet new people, everyone's new, and yeah, it's like the best like conversation starter. Oh, you're studying, what are you studying? Like that's one of the like most common and easiest ways to connect with like-minded people.
Tulad niya na aktibo sa komunidad ng mga estudyanteng Filipino sa kanyang universidad.
I think it's really important because it gives Filipino students a place to all gather, and with our events we can really connect with through food, so it's a great way to connect with people who come from similar backgrounds.
May 10 taon na mula nang lumipat sa Australia si Senna sa ilalim ng skilled workers visa ng kanyang ama. Sa mahigit isang dekada nito sa Australia, batid nito na mahalaga pa rin na may pagpatuloy ang pagsasalita ng wikang kinagisnan.
I came here in 2015 because my dad was already working here, so he brought me and my family. So yeah, it's been like 10 years. I go to Philippines every now and then.
Ang kasalukuyang Creatives Director ng Filipino Student Society sa Universidad ng Sydney ay nagmula sa probinsya ng Bicol.
I'm from Bicol, so Camarines Sur, Naga area. For my dialect, because I don't speak Bicol Naga, I speak Bicol Rinconada. And like how I use basically like unta. Yeah, like unta.
It's like kumusta.
Yeah.
Sa kabila na marunong pa rin ito na pagsasalita ng wika na kanyang kinagisnan, inamin naman ito na sa kabila ng paninirahan sa Australia, hindi naman naging madali ang lahat para sa kanya sa kabila na marunong ito ng wikang Ingles.
Personally, I'm very lucky to know like English already, and like I went to a very privileged like school in the Philippines, so I already like knew about the language, and like I was expecting it would be hard. I guess the main difficulty was trying to like make new friends with a whole different culture. I remember how like different erasers and rubbers are, and then they're like, "Can you pass me the rubber?" I'm like, "What's the rubber?" And, like an eraser. Yeah. So then that was like, I guess like some like simple challenges I went through, and then over time I just developed the Australian accent because they would like make fun of me, like not make fun, but like they would just point it out, and so then I got embarrassed about it. So then now I just like it comes naturally.
Malaking pasalamat ni Senna na sa bahay ay naipagpapatuloy niya ang pagsasalita ng wikang kinagisnan.
We speak it at home, so that's why I still know Bicol and Tagalog. But I feel like my mind has a switch depending on who I'm surrounded by. It has an automatic switch. So even in this interview, if I switch in Tagalog now, I don't know, it'll be like weird because everyone around me is speaking English. But if it was just like my Filipino friend group, it's like, it's automatic like Tagalog already. Yeah, I don't know, it's weird.
Para sa university student, mahalaga para sa kanya na maipagpatuloy ang pagsasalita ng wika na kanyang pinagmulan. At para sa mga tulad niya na dito na naninirahan at mga kabataang dito na lumaki at ipinanganak sa Australia, mahalaga pa rin na maipagpatuloy ang wikang Filipino. At para doon sa mga nagnanais na matuto at maipagpatuloy ito, narito ang kanyang payo.
I think just put yourself out there, like look for all the free stuff, grab all the opportunities, and just like everyone's here to like experience new things. So just don't be scared to put yourself out there. Yeah.
Ana Livilata para sa SBS Filipino.